Welcome to Hope is Alive. Yes, hope is alive in our Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because he said so. Jesus said in Luke, and he said unto them, I beheld Satan falling as lightning from heaven. Behold, I have given you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall in any wise hurt you. Nevertheless, in this rejoice not that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven. Did you hear that? The spirits are subject to you, and you've been given all power over them. Now in Matthew 10, he was speaking to his disciples, and he said, as you go, preach, saying, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Heal the sick, raise the dead, cleanse the lepers, cast out demons. Freely you received, freely give. And then in Mark, he said unto them, go ye into all the world, and preach the gospel to the whole creation. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that disbelieveth shall be condemned. And these signs shall accompany them that believe. In my name shall they cast out demons. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it shall in no wise hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. Join us as we celebrate these verses given to us in God's holy word. Tonight we have a live interview with Mr. Everett Cox of Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. We'll hear some more of his story and give you a chance to call in and ask questions concerning deliverance and setting the captives free. If you have a question about the issue of demons or evil spirits, then this is the time to call and ask. Join us because hope is alive in our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen, and welcome to the program, folks. Hope is alive, and that is a Bible truth, because hope is alive. Good evening, Pastor Cox.
Good evening, Brother Richard, and blessings to you and the listeners from Oklahoma.
Well, thanks for being here with us tonight. Our brother Chris would be here, but he had an all-night job to do tonight, so he couldn't get pulled away and get in and host it, but I told him we'd sure do our best to cover it, and so we're here, glad to be here, and I know we've got a couple callers for later, so I'm looking forward to that. And Pastor Cox, how did your session go Monday night at there in Oklahoma City?
Well, at Deliverance Ministries here in Oklahoma City, we're in our 32nd year of Monday night ministry, one-on-one. Using trained ministers in deliverance and in physical healing, emotional healing. And we had a total of 11 cases on this last Monday. It was a little lower than usual. Normally it's around 15. And it went great. Another great evening. A lot of smiling people when they left, and the ministers included were always on highs at the end of the evening. And to see the person's faces look different. They often, through the course of the evening, they look younger even. It's most amazing. But something about the heaviness of evil spirits tormenting, harassing, and fear, and anger, and depression, and all kinds of addictions, of course. And something about the heaviness of that, you can look in a person's face and see it. They look pounded, and yet as we are able to cast typically around 36 some odd spirits out through the 5 hours of teaching and ministry, it's wonderful to see their changes and how they look. And of course, as I often say, the typical comment is they feel lighter. That's what so many of them say.
Praise the Lord.
So praise God.
Amen.
It's wonderful that the Lord would use Christians like us. We don't have any special gifts in this. It's just normal Christianity, as we've learned, that that as we heard in the opening of the show, that in Jesus' name we have all power over the enemy. We're commissioned and commanded by our Jesus, Mark 16:17, to cast out evil spirits.
Amen.
And to heal the sick. And so it is very exciting to be in the middle of it. I over and over just praise God somebody shared this with me. I could have missed it.
Amen. And folks, if we've just got an hour program tonight, but if you have questions or you want to know more about it, you can go to the website, and the website is deliveranceusa.com. That's deliveranceusa.com, and there's lots of information there. Self-help, self-ministry, the contact information for Deliverance Ministries, and where you can get in touch with them in Oklahoma City, and also your book, and I think you call it an instruction manual, and it really is. Your book, Pastor Cox, Doing the Supernatural Works of Jesus. It's a good tool, and you call it that, don't you? A tool and a manual.
Well, yes, it is. It's not just a book. It is a manual that our ministers use, in fact, and it took me several decades to get that put together, and it's a sum total of what we've learned over those years. I actually started in 1978 in this, and every year it goes by. It's like anything. If you keep doing it, you ought to keep getting better, and we kept learning from other ministries and experience that we were having and how the Word really does perform itself as Christians speak it and who we are in Jesus. We just kept learning and learning and learning, so here I am 38 years later in the ministry, Monday evening sessions, 32 years. It's hard to imagine it's been that long, but that's what the calendar says. And it just, you know, 1 year at a time, and they go by.
Amen. Amen. And so, folks, if you don't have the book, we'd encourage you to get it. You can get it off the website. We carry it here at Scriptures for America Ministry. It's on our website as well, and it's not a real expensive book, but it's a tool that you can use. I'm here. I've got mine open to chapter 13, and it's steps to stay free and stay full of life. And you know, it's just a few quick points here. If I can take just a minute to share them with the folks, because you know, the first thing says read the Word out loud each day, and you know, we don't do that. When we don't do that, we have problems. It's as simple as that. And so, you know, we have things that, you know, that work. There are things that work in keeping us on the straight and narrow, you might say. And they're outlined right here. A good summary of them right here on page 72 of this book. Read the Word out loud every day. Pray every day. And I like how you have it here, Pastor Cox. Talk to God conversationally. You know, I think back when God, you know, when God created Adam, that's what they did. The Bible says they walked in the garden in the cool of the evening. They fellowshipped. You know, they walked and talked. And so we are to you know, I like it. One of the highlights of my life is when I can talk conversationally, when my children will talk conversationally with me, not just Dad, how do you do this, or you know, happy birthday, Dad, but conversationally, you know, what do you think about this and how about this, and you know, it blesses us when our children do that. Well, it blesses God when we do that, and so it's something that we can do. You know, we can talk conversationally to God. And a couple others here.
Well,
go ahead.
He's our spiritual daddy, and we're his child. And
yes.
And it's that kind of relationship, and it's so wonderful to communicate accordingly.
It is. It is. And you know, we, as in the Bible, even says, you know, us as earthly fathers, as much as we love our children, you know, that's where we get that from, is from the love from the Heavenly Father, and us being created in His image. And so, you know, we just like we should enjoy that with our children, be them, you know, young or grown, we should enjoy that with our Heavenly Father and practice that. And it goes on, have Christian fellowship. That is so important. I mentioned that in communion last Sunday, that how important our Christian fellowship is. We may not realize it, but it truly is. And keeping the doors closed. I like this. And the scripture reference you have there, Galatians 5, 16 through 26, talks about the spirit versus the flesh. And we do. We have to make the right choices as to, you know, and keep those doors, those conduits to demons, to keep them closed and not allow them to be opened. And, you know, it goes on. It says, resist the devil, speaking the word. The word says you resist the devil and he must flee. But the problem today is not enough people resist, do they, Pastor?
Oh, that's so true. And I was the same way up to age 44. I was born again when I was 13, but I never had any instructions on resisting the devil. I didn't even know those demons were around and that the war was going on. And that's typical of many.
Yes.
And unless someone... And thank God they shared again, because I would have been just like I was if they hadn't shared. And I was curious to see if there was truth to this. And of course, I was able to sit in on some ministry and see the reality of it, of even evil spirits talking out of Christians' mouths, and realizing that finally that Christians are even the targets. So it's soaked into me, if I'm in a war like this, I'd better learn how to shoot. And that was 38 years ago. I've been shooting ever since.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. That's right. That's where there's power and salvation. There truly is. And then just the last couple things that again, this is in Pastor Cox's book. I'm just reading out of it here in chapter 13, page 72. Strengthen your spirit, man, by confessing or declaring daily the positives, the word of God, and declaring the promises of God. And if you don't know the promises of God, let me rephrase it. You're not going to know the promises of God if you don't read your Bible. Folks, if all you do is go to church on Sunday, you're not going to get all the promises of God. It's as simple as that. You have to read your word. Well, Pastor, we got the phone lines ringing. Let's bring a caller on. Good evening. Welcome to the program.
Good evening. This is Matt Jackson.
Hey, good evening, Matt. Welcome to the Hope is Alive.
Thank you.
Hi, Matt. Thank you for calling in.
How are you, Everett?
Well, I'm blessed, and so glad you did call. I was hoping you would call and kind of share how you first learned about this area we've been talking about called deliverance and physical healing and all, how you first heard about it, that it was a reality, and then also any experiences that you're comfortable in sharing.
For me, I was always kind of interested in deliverance ministries, but I didn't really know how to get involved. And I was sort of in a situation years ago where I was just feeling like I needed some healing. And so I was at work one day. And I was Googling kind of deliverance ministries, or not sure exactly how I worded it, but it turned out I didn't have to go very far. One of the best deliverance ministry programs was right here in my backyard of Oklahoma City. And so I emailed you, Everett, and I just kind of told you that I wanted to come in and try it, and we would just see what the Lord would do. And it turned out to be a very very positive experience for me. This is about 5 years ago, about 2011. Actually, it was Halloween 2011. I remember it specifically because I remember thinking, kind of a scary night to be doing something like this that on paper looks kind of scary to people, going to deliver demons.
actually a perfect night to come in.
It really was. And it was, I could just tell you personally about my experience the first time was, I went through everything, the door prayer and door closing prayer, and worked with the minister who just kind of went through all my areas that I needed to work on and that I was weak in. And during the middle of the ministry, we were doing a lot of the steps, and like I wasn't really feeling any physical manifestations or anything, but I remember towards the end, the minister just kind of stopped us in the middle of the service or the ministry, and he just said the Lord spoke to him and said that we need to deal with the area of pride. And as soon as he said that, I felt just, I don't know if it was one demon or many demons, but I remember feeling something leaving and a shaking feeling, and it was kind of real quick, kind of like an earthquake. It didn't last too long, but I remember something came out, and ever since then, my right hand, ever since I was about 10 years old, I'd always had my little tremor in it, and I just kind of accepted that it was part of me. After a while, I would have a tremor, but after that ministry service, I noticed that my tremor was completely gone, and
praise God.
To this day, I'm looking at it right now. There's no shaking at all, and it's always a little reminder to me of something big happened that first night, the deliverance ministry.
Oh, that's awesome. Wow. And you were, how far back were you born again, Matt?
I was pretty lucky. I was saved at a very young age. My parents, I was pretty much grown up in a Christian household. And my mom was really good about teaching us about spiritual warfare, even when we were just kids. So I always kind of knew about a lot of this stuff. And
you had a running start then with your mom knowing about it. How blessed you were, because like I mentioned earlier, I was 44 before I ever heard anything about this and the reality of it. So you had a running start and had heard about it, so it didn't sound so far out like it did to me initially.
You and I were kind of similar in the fact that we grew up we spent a lot of time in a Methodist church, which are good churches, but they're not exactly evangelical churches that talk about spirits and speaking in tongues. So this, I definitely had a running start, and very grateful for it. I know a lot of Christians don't want to talk about or think about the fact that there is a spiritual war going on around us, demons and angels, but man, if you just want any proof of that, just coming to a deliverance ministry in Oklahoma every Monday night, you'll see it firsthand. I mean, not always, but there's usually some manifestations with a lot of the people that come in that are getting help.
Yes. There's quite usually out of the 15 people or so that are there, the majority of them actually seem to feel something going on, kind of like you did with that spirit of pride. They actually are feeling something starting out of their stomach area typically, and then moving upward into the throat area, and then they wind up yawning the spirit out. Sometimes they cough it out, sometimes they burp it out, or they just feel it go. And that's how you got one, at least one. Sometimes there's kind of a group that goes, with kind of a department, like a grouping of fear spirits will come out all at once. And that's why we know by the end of the ministry session, typically we get at least three dozen out, and that's conservative with many. It's quite a few more than that with many people, and my gosh, it's no wonder they're better at the end of the evening. We know for sure those spirits are not there for your health, and as Jesus said in John 10:10, they're there to steal, kill, and destroy, and they're doing that some way in the Christians, in the Christian's life, to block their lives and their gifts and their destinies, and that's happening at a large scale throughout the Christian body. It's just most people don't even know what it is that's blocking them. They're just thinking it's their flesh and blood, that, like Paul talked about in Ephesians 6:12. So, yeah, that's why we're on the radio today, sharing this constantly, that there's people out there just like I was that I had no idea. And so how's a man to know if someone doesn't tell him? And that's what we're doing. Well, Matt, can you think of any other experiences you've had then over these years that would be interesting to talk about?
Well, one more thing on my experience with the pride coming out. Like, one interesting thing about that is that I went through my list of areas that I thought were problematic, and pride never even entered my head. Like, I don't consider myself really naturally a prideful person, but that was just an example of God sort of intervening. He knew that was an area that needed to be dealt with, even if me or my minister didn't really know when we started. So I thought that was really cool. And I've always... I guess another area of healing that I kind of experienced when I came back was... I used to have a hard time with cursing, and specifically, like, when I would get mad, I would take the Lord's name in vain, and I had that for years, and it was just, even though I knew it was wrong, like, and I was saved, it was just, like, it was almost like it felt uncontrollable sometimes. It would just come out when things would go wrong, and I always thought that was kind of weird, how it just automatically come out. But after getting deliverance, I noticed after a while that I had a lot more patience, and I wasn't, most specifically, I wasn't even wanting to take the Lord's name in vain or curse as much, and for me, that was like a big deal.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I had that same problem prior to getting delivered. I ran in cowboy circles a lot as in high school and up through the college years, even the rodeo calf roping. And then I went in the Navy. And, it's been known to hear bad words in the Navy.
Yeah.
So when I got out, I still had that going on as I got out of the Navy and into the business world, but I was still doing it. But after I got baptized in the Holy Spirit and delivered of various things, then that I had no more of that. I was 38 years ago. So, praise God.
Praise God.
I'm not saying any curse words.
Yeah, I'm not... Definitely not saying I've been perfect, but I've been a lot. I mean, that automatic, like I said, it just felt like it was an automatic thing, like maybe a demon was causing it to come out, and I definitely don't have that anymore. And I'm just really grateful for that. And another thing that I received at Deliverance Ministries was the ability to speak in tongues, and I used that as much as I can. I noticed that when, like, for instance, my mom or dad are asking for prayer requests, if I start speaking in tongues, we'll just notice a big difference. It's almost like your prayer power times 10. So that's really a cool thing.
Yeah, I'm the same way. That was a big change in my life. And of course, as Paul said, we're praying what needs to be prayed at the time. in 1 Corinthians 14, and we're edifying ourselves. And then we've also seen over and over that demons do not want to hear the tongues. It really jerks their chain bad. And so that's another asset. Again, I praise God somebody shared that. You know, there's so many good things of the gospel that we could easily miss even after we're born again.
Absolutely.
Well, can you think of anything else to share there with the listeners? Go ahead, Matt.
You know, I haven't really... Those are really the main things that I took from coming, but I guess I've also noticed that ever since, like, I came to Deliverance Ministries and I started doing these, calling Jesus tune-ups every once in a while, getting us all clean, I noticed that, like, I have a love for Christian music like I never had before, and I just, I really feel like I like Christian music before, and I appreciated it, but I didn't, like, love it or yearn for it like I do these days, and I just not sure if it's connected to this somehow, but it certainly happened after I started coming, and I'll go ahead and say it was responsible then.
Oh, praise God. Well, that's awesome. Well, as we wind up here, Matt, do you have anything else to say to the listeners that would encourage them?
If you are going through something and there's just an area of your life that's really been hindering you or tormenting you in some way, and you're just not sure if it's a spiritual thing, there's no harm. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, there's no harm in coming to Deliverance Ministries in Oklahoma City. Whether you got to drive or fly, I mean, it might be worth it to you. And it's a really good program that you've started, and it's really grown. And the people are so kind, and there's no judgments when you come in. You just come in like everybody else. We're all sinners, and we'll just see what the Lord does. I think if you're going through something, it might be something worth looking into.
Yes, and I think that's so true. And, you know, we've all come from somewhere, and frankly, as the ministers at Deliverance Ministries here in Oklahoma City, I think we've kind of heard it all. And we're not surprised at anything. And people sometimes are hesitant to lay it all on the table, but we do need it, you know, for them to disclose things so we know how to pray. But by the same token, we wouldn't remember it a week or two later anyway. We probably heard it many times before. So there's no condemnation with people sharing, and, you know, it's so wonderful to lay it all out and to minister as we do one to another. So that's an exciting thing. And then to hear the reports come back, just as you have shared here, Matt, on how you saw changes in your life. There's no telling how many Christians, actually millions of them out there, that need this kind of ministry. And the bulk of the Christians never get this kind of ministry at all. They've got their share of spirit. Some of them have come through the generational door and other doors or sifting doors. We recognize that the demons can come through to torment Christians, and so they are not aware that they've opened doors, and besides the inherited thing. And so they cope, and they live their lives, not really the abundant life that they could have lived had they gotten this kind of ministry. So that's why we're always encouraging it, and each of us know what it did for us, and praise God that we learned about it. Well, Matt, thank you so much for calling in. You're a blessing, brother, and I'll be talking to you.
Hey, brother, I appreciate everything you do for us, and we'll definitely be talking again soon.
Okay, God bless.
God bless.
Powerful testimony.
Amen. It's wonderful to hear those. And of course, that encourages all of us to keep doing it. If we heard it never worked, we'd quit.
Right.
But
right.
It does work. It drives
Amen.
Us on to do more.
Amen. And, you know, I thought it was interesting. You said he had those hand tremors. I think it was in his hand. But didn't he talk about
yeah.
that? He had a physical healing of that from Jesus Christ. No more tremors.
Yeah,
no more handshaking.
Deliverance.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, as I'm constantly saying, I'm not surprised at anything. And I know this. We have much more power that's been given to us in Jesus' name from the cross than we realize. And we can do a lot more by speaking directly to situations in Jesus' name than we thought. And it's wonderful to get hold of that and use that. God answers prayers all kinds of ways, but we find we have this ability to speak directly as well, and we get to see instant changes as we watch. You know? So it's high adventure, amen?
Amen. Amen. It is. It is. And the Word tells us that.
Yes. I had a pretty tough case Monday night myself, a paranoia-type case, and this woman was so bound up she could not even fill out her two-page list of circling of problem areas that most people would circle several dozen, but she couldn't even do it. I finally had to have her husband circle the area since he knew her well. And it was hard ministry. It was hard to communicate and to get her to work on the unforgiveness. But slowly we seemed to get into it, and she started forgiving people, and then we got into breaking of certain ungodly soul ties, and she kept getting more outgoing. She was almost like a zombie there initially, just couldn't say much, and she kept getting becoming more talkative as we went along. She felt spirits actually move in her body, and a lady, one of our team leaders, was sitting in with me, and she was putting the Bible on her body as this woman felt the spirits moving, and would point where they were. And so we went finally through the evening. We were the last one. We didn't finish until 11:30. We started 5:30. Most people are through by around 10:30. This was such a difficult case to move into and move along. So we were the last ones to leave. And she even received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Actually, she did not get her prayer language at that time, but she did go through asking Jesus to baptize her in the Holy Spirit, and as I believe, when you ask Jesus to do that, you receive the fullness of the Holy Spirit, and with that, you get to speak in tongues if you'll open your mouth and do it. And so we encouraged her to do that. So we'll be following up more and more with her to see how she's doing, but she's got to be better. You know, we go through all that, there's no way we wouldn't hit something. And surely we'll hear some good reports.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And it's I like how you put it, that Jesus overhaul.
Yes.
it's the good news. That's what the gospel is, the good news. But the people don't, you know, you have to access it. It's like what your book says, you know, we have to read His Word, we have to claim His promises, and believe what His Word says, that we have all power and authority over these
yes,
evil forces.
And often in one evening, people can get their Jesus overhaul. That's the amazing thing. This lady that I ministered to had been to counselors and all, and as her husband told me, they couldn't get anywhere because they couldn't get her to talk to them, mm-hmm. to her. She wouldn't talk to them, so it was amazing we got as far as we did considering that. And she was not on any drugs. Didn't want any drugs, wasn't on any medications that they would typically suggest. So there wasn't any problem in that area where, you know, side effects, et cetera.
Right.
So we'll see how that goes.
Well, praise the Lord. You know, deliverance, getting rid of the bad stuff, so to speak, is a good thing. And we can do it.
Yes.
We can do it in Christ.
Richard, have you had good weather up there in the Wyoming area? Is it cooling off?
It sure is. We have had beautiful weather. It's been a beautiful fall. The cottonwoods and the aspens are you know, have turned all yellow and orange, and most of the leaves have blown down, so it's a beautiful carpet of yellow and orange, and mild weather. I had a brother from Montana text me this morning and said, praise the Lord, 14 degrees and 8 inches of snow. Now, that was up in Montana. And I told him we were about 38 degrees in fog. And we've just had a few good frosts, no real snow here. We're at about 7,200 feet just outside of Laramie. The mountains, now they've had pretty good snow, inches and inches, but it's all melted off. But we're just having a beautiful fall. And the Radio Ranch here is a working cattle and horse ranch, and we preg-checked cattle today. We've got a local lady that comes out and doesn't have to get all messy like the vet. They come out and they draw a little blood. And they check for a protein, and they can tell you, you know, pretty much how pregnant the cow is. And so it's only a couple dollars, so it's not intrusive. So we did that with the herd, and so had the boys out there, and my daughter's working, and so we had a great day, a great family day, and just beautiful weather. It's been cold the last couple days. We were sunny, and I think hit 70, you know, at least mid 60s today. And not too windy, so yeah, it was a beautiful day. The Lord is good to us.
Maybe you'll have a mild winter.
Well,
that would be nice.
You know, it would. I would sure take it. I know we're going to have some snow and some cold, but you know, whatever the Lord wants to send our way, we'll, you know, what choice do we have but take that weather? And but He knows best. If it's got to be a lot of snow, then that's what. That's what it'll be, or if it's mild, then so be it. You know, it's been a very good hay year for everybody out here. I know Nebraska had a pretty good hay year, Colorado good, and so the hay prices, it seems like everybody has hay for the cattle going into the winter, and hay prices are, you know, not as bad as they've been out here. I think they start about $80 or $90 a ton for just grass hay out here. So it's not bad. So that's a blessing in itself for people that have to buy hay. And so, yeah, God is good. We are abundantly
Amen.
Blessed. And sure try to share that with our neighbors and pray for our neighbors. And, you know, try to, yeah, we had one quick note comes to mind. And years ago, before I got out here, Pastor had one of the neighbors up working on one of the tractors, and the old neighbor up the road is named Art, and he's an old Church of Christ guy, but just an old salty, you know, we call him old farts, just an old salty guy. And he was up here working with Pastor Peters on Pastor's tractor years ago, and it was getting frustrating and this and that, and Art just, you know, was kind of talking like you said earlier about being in the Navy. He was, you know, had a little salt in his language. And he was basically just, you know, GD in that tractor, this and that, and just on and on and on. And pastor finally told him, he said, you know, Art, he said, if we want to get this tractor fixed, he said, we ought to pray to God to fix this tractor, not to damn it. and it caught old Art by surprise. And, you know, because it had just been a habit with Art. Just been a habit. It just, you know, I mean, it'd be like good morning, and you'd get, you know, just sort of a flowery good morning back or whatever. And, but it changed him. It's probably been, you know, just a few times you might hear something a little salty come out of our old neighbor's mouth anymore, you know, but it did. It made him aware of what he was doing.
Yeah.
And so many times, you know, even Matt mentioned about that, you know, cursing, that he said it just seemed automatic. That's a familiar spirit. You see it in people. We have neighbors that are that way, that, you know, they can just say good morning to them, and you get just a whoo, big time good morning back. It's not meant as a curse, but I think they don't even realize what they're doing. They don't. Well, the phone, yeah. We're sitting here talking, the phone's starting to ring, so let's go to that. Hey, good evening, and welcome to Hope is Alive.
Hi. My name is Cindy Drury.
Well, Cindy, welcome. Yeah. Welcome to the program. We've got Pastor Cox right here, and we'll turn the program over to you.
Okay.
Yeah, hi, Cindy. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, no problem. I called your wrong number, so when you check your message later, I sat there and left the start of my testimony on your other phone number, so I apologize about that.
Oh, okay. Well, I noticed the phone did ring. That's the phone I'm on here. Of course, I couldn't answer it. So yeah. I saw that you'd called, but I couldn't do anything about it.
That's well, okay. I realized
anyway.
I called the wrong number, so I'm on the right number now.
Okay. And you might back away from the phone a little bit. It's a little too loud and kind of distorting. And Cindy, if you could then share how you first learned about this works of Jesus called deliverance and how you saw the reality of it, and in any experiences you're comfortable in sharing.
Well, I first heard of the deliverance ministries probably 10, 15 years back. I was looking for a deliverance ministry, and I actually came to your office at one point because when I did get born again, because of the background I came from, with, you know, the sexual abuse and abandonment and drugs and alcohol, when I did get born again, of course, I started claiming everything that the Bible said I could have. And in doing all of that, not only did I open up the spirit to the heavenlies, but I also began experiencing the demonic within my home at night when my husband would go to work. And I would spend hours in the Word, and one night I just started getting this spirit of fear that would come in. And I didn't even know what it was at the time. I just knew it wasn't from God. And I would almost be going to sleep, and I would get choked. And I mean, I would literally couldn't move, couldn't breathe, couldn't speak. And I would just, in my spirit, have to continue to say Jesus over and over and over again until finally it would break and I could finally start speaking the name of Jesus. But then there would be, and it was every night when my husband would go to work. At one point, I could hear footsteps walking in my living room, and I couldn't move. I was paralyzed in my bed. And I finally was able one night, and I called out, and I said, Jim, is that you? And the voice came back to me, yes, hon, that's me. It's just me. Go back to sleep. Well, I had that oppression on me. And I felt in my spirit something wasn't right, but it's like I knew I heard my husband's voice. And I laid there because I couldn't really move, and I felt somebody come in and sit on the bed, and I rolled over to greet my husband, and it was not my husband. It was a demon. And
wow.
I started praying the name Jesus, going over, praying Jesus. At last, I went to church the next morning, and I was in tears, basically, and I was asking my pastor why I was being plagued by these demons, why at the name of Jesus the demons didn't flee, and he just laughed at me and told me, well, you're breathing, aren't you? He said, they don't come to play with you, they come to kill, steal, and destroy, and the fact that you're still breathing tells me at the name of Jesus they did flee. But of course, I didn't understand any of that, and I eventually, between that and some things that had went on in my personal life, I had come to fall away from the Lord. But I had was certainly trying to reach out and understand all of it, and I tried to go to your office, like I said, at one point in time. But I fell away for about 20 years, and I had had some really deep, intimate moments with Christ. I came back to Christ about 6 months ago, and I started going to a church, and a girlfriend of mine that I go to church with was training to be a minister at your ministry. And when she told me who it was, I remembered going a long time ago, but I didn't get counseling. So I came and I got ministered to this time, and I've been ministered to three times, and I've had so much stuff broke off of me due to just the history. Now, I had never been addicted to any like methamphetamine or cocaine or anything like that until I fell away from the Lord. And when I did fall away from the Lord, I had went to a concert, and it was a Pink Floyd concert show, and it was a laser light show, and we had done some acid. And at the beginning of that show, when the laser light show started, I remember the Lord telling me, if you don't get up and renounce what you're doing right now, you don't know the doors that you're going to open. And I did not do that. And I have spent the last 20 years struggling, and it is by God's grace, and He's never left me. He has been so faithful to me through all of this. He has kept a child that there's no reason she should be here. She was dead. They had found her. She had passed away. And she had went into cardiac arrest 7 times on the way to the hospital. And I knew I was supposed to be praying for her. And I was not living for God at this time. It was after I fell away. And I just knew in my spirit I was supposed to be praying for her. So I was just praying, like in the mornings and in the evenings when I would get ready for work, I'd come home, and I didn't know why, but she had overdosed, and they left her to die, and then when the paramedics got there, she was dead, and they didn't know how long she had been dead, but she went into cardiac arrest 7 times on the way to the hospital. I got to the hospital. And I smelled like a brewery, mind you, because I visited an OU football game, and I went in there and I started praying in the spirit, laying hands on her, and they had a minister there to minister last rites. And I laid my hands on her, and I began to pray in the spirit. And everybody was looking at me like I was crazy, because I smelled like a brewery, but I knew who my God was. And He saved her, and He spared her life. And so all that, my husband was wanting to plan funeral arrangements. Everybody was wanting to plan her funeral. I said, no, in Jesus' name, she's going to be fine. In Jesus' name, she's going to be fine. I had this peace. Well, she had swallowed this cocaine, and I'd asked the doctor if he had got it out of her stomach, and he said, you mean she swallowed them? And I said, yes, a lot. And he said, oh, my gosh. And my husband said, well, it doesn't matter. And the doctor said, yes, it does. And I still have the picture to this day. And he said, if it went into her colon, we would not be able to save her. And that cocaine. pain was sitting right at the base of her stomach, getting ready to go into her colon. Well, then she had brain damage, and the nurses would come in her room, and this is what you're left with. You better get used to it. And I said, no, in Jesus' name. No, she's going to be fine. And praise God, she is healthy, vibrant, not a thing wrong with her today, physically or mentally. So God is good. God is good.
Praise
he
God.
He kept me through my 20 years of wandering in the wilderness that I'd turned my back on him. And he has delivered me from the two drugs that I had never been addicted to before. And he's just,
wow.
His mercy and his grace are just,
praise God,
amazing. And I can't thank the deliverance ministry enough, because it is real. The satanic, the demonic, it is real. The deliverance ministry is so powerful and such a healing tool for people that are in bondage, and for Christians even that don't understand why they've had a hard time. I had tried to come back to the Lord and live for the Lord several times over the 20 years, but I never went through deliverance ministries. And I truly believe in my heart that if I wouldn't have went through the deliverance ministries this time, that I would still be struggling. And that there's that very, very good chance that I wouldn't have been victorious. And I really feel like in my spirit that this is why I've been this victorious in Christ this time, and why I'm receiving the healing that I'm receiving. And I'm now training in the Everett Cox Training Ministry for deliverance, to be a deliverance ministry. And just God is good. God is good.
Wow.
And I'm so thankful.
Amen.
What a testimony, Cindy. And by the way, you might keep backing back away from the phone a little bit, because it's been distorting some. But what an outstanding testimony to glorify Jesus, that
yes,
the power in his name can go forth, setting people's lives free and getting them healed. Well, are you tending to then learn more and more about it now, Cindy, to minister to others as you have been receiving?
Yes, I am studying right now, and I am training to become a deliverance ministry. I know that God has had a call on my life for deliverance ministry ever since, before I ever fell away over 20 years ago. It was just never fulfilled. It never went through fruition. I am excited to see what God's doing through me and the works that he will use me as a vessel to perform. I am studying right now. I'm going to classes, and I'm just I feel very blessed and very fortunate to have an opportunity to go to a place like your ministry and to be discipled. I think that what you're doing is just such a blessing. And God is moving in your ministry, and I just am excited to be a part of it. And I'm humbled. I'm just humbled by what God is doing through the deliverance ministries.
We're all humbled, Cindy, to see God using little us to help people like this. That he, you know, who are we to do this? Well, we are children of the King. It has to soak in that we really do have the ability to speak in his name and cast out demons and heal the sick. It's something I never was groomed for, ever thought about, with my mortgage banking background and all, and never would have imagined that I would be doing this. But I just, over and over, thank God somebody shared. And so that's why it's so important for all of us to share the reality of this, because there's so many that are hurting out there, and they don't know what it is. They just continue to think it's their flesh and blood. And so we all have a obligation to keep sharing, just like Julie did with you there, Cindy, and we just keep passing it on to others that there are answers.
Amen. And it's part of, it's what the Bible tells us, fulfilling the Great Commission. It's part of doing that very thing. Well, guys, we are out of time. Cindy, thank you so much for that powerful testimony. And Pastor Cox, thanks for being here.
Thanks, Cindy.
And yes.
Great to be with you.
Yes, thank you so much.
Thanks to y'all.
All right, God bless.
Thanks so much, and God bless you, and God bless your ministry.
Thanks, Cindy.
Amen. No problem, Everett.
Okay. Well, good night, folks, and remember, the website, if you want to go there, is deliveranceusa.com. deliveranceusa.com.
Sometimes the world seems like a hopeless place, a perfect picture of a hopeless case. 'Cause somehow every now and then the whole world just comes crashing in, till it seems like every breath of hope has died. But hope is alive, hope lives on, hope's not dead and hope's not gone. Just like a heart that beats in the night, there's still a beat. September morn, when the towers fell and all our hearts were torn, like the story of the man from Galilee, they were as innocent as could be when the darkness came to take our